19-month-old Eleanor Blanchett sits on her mom's lap, gulping down her bottle of milk. Her wispy blonde hair hides a giant scar from brain surgery. Her 30-year-old mom, Sabrina, says life changed when she noticed her newborn twitching and recorded it on video.
When we went to the pediatrician, showed them the video, they said, oh, that's not twitching. It is definitely seizure activity.
Eleanor was sent to the emergency room where a litany of tests was performed.
The ER doctor came in and said that they had seen on the scan that her corpus callosum was not there, that it didn't develop.
The corpus callosum connects the two hemispheres of the brain. An MRI showed Eleanor had several other brain abnormalities. She also had lacuna spots on her eyes.
Those are the three things, the seizures, the corpus callosum, and then the spots on the eyes to diagnose Aicardi syndrome. And so with that, November 14th, 2013, that's when she was diagnosed.
A devastating diagnosis, Aicardi syndrome, an extremely rare neurologic disorder. It occurs almost exclusively in girls. There is no cure. The lifespan of Aicardi girls range from dying soon after birth to living into their 40s.
All of the little girls start out with infantile spasms, and then as they grow older, they start to develop other forms and types of seizures that become more severe and more dangerous.
Eleanor started taking an anti-seizure drug. Then she began having infantile spasms. They came in clusters and could last up to 40 minutes. They tried more drugs, all with bad side effects. Her neurologist suggested surgery.
We were willing to try just about anything to give her a better quality of life. Lots of praying to make sure that was the best choice for her, as her parents making the best choice for her. And we had peace and comfort moving forward with that.
Sabrina's husband, Chris, is a pastor at First Baptist Church in Ponder, Texas. Putting their faith in God and the surgeon, Eleanor underwent brain surgery when she was 4 months old.
They removed her frontal lobe on the right side, a quarter of the parietal lobe, and three-fourths of the temporal lobe.
Surgery helped decrease her seizures to between 5 and 10 a day, each lasting 10 to 20 minutes. She was put on more medication, but Eleanor was still having seizures. Another surgery was offered.
We weren't ready to say, yeah, twice in 1 year, let me sign off on a piece of paper for you to cut my kid's head open. Like, we're just not okay with that.
Chris and Sabrina also weren't satisfied with the potential outcome of this surgery.
She wouldn't be having seizures on the right side of her brain anymore because it wouldn't be there. But that she would probably start having them on the left side.
Sabrina searched for alternatives. She's part of online groups for Aicardi syndrome and people with seizures.
Vitamins, you know, fish oil, DHA to help improve brain development and things like that. And then this whole rush of the marijuana thing.
Sabrina had heard of using marijuana to treat seizures. She was familiar with the case of Charlotte Figge in Colorado, who has Dravet syndrome, a severe form of epilepsy. Charlotte was having 300 seizures a week. When medications failed to help, Charlotte's parents turned to medical marijuana. Their story was part of the CNN special called Weed with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
At home in Colorado, Page searched for marijuana high in CBD. That's the ingredient some scientists think helps seizures, and also low in THC. Remember, she didn't want to get her daughter stoned.
The CBD extract reduced Charlotte's seizures to one or two a week. Using her social media network, Sabrina Blanchett found a girl who was the same age as her daughter and had the same brain disorder. The mom had been posting about their success with a new medical marijuana treatment in Eugene.
I kept going back to her and, how did y'all do this? And what is different from you than all these other people? Because something is different about what you're doing. And so that's when she told me about MX Biotech here in Oregon.
Sabrina contacted the cannabis researcher in Eugene. She did her homework, convinced her husband, raised money online, and made travel plans. Eleanor's Texas doctors were on board with her trying medicinal cannabis.
Our neurologist was very supportive of us trying it, but not supportive in that it was going to work, based off of that there's not enough research.
In January of 2015, Sabrina, Chris, their 4-year-old daughter Jocelyn, and 15-month-old Eleanor flew from Texas to Oregon. It would raise tough questions, open their minds, and strengthen their resolve to improve Eleanor's quality of life. Tomorrow, we'll find out what happens when Eleanor tries the medical cannabis developed in Eugene. We'll also hear from a pediatric neurologist in Oregon who is frustrated by federal restrictions on marijuana research. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.